Blake Shinn had a very impressive
Oh.
day riding four winners at Canterbury yesterday. And tell us a little bit about that. Brad Davidson joins us on the line. Morning, Brad.
Yeah, good morning, TK. Morning, Loz. He did. He had a tremendous day out there yesterday at Canterbury. He's been in great form, hasn't he, for the last month or two. And that continued, almost five winners with plenty in the last as well. But just edged out there late, so he's had to settle for four. But no, very good day for Blake as he gets ready to embark on that Hong Kong mission over there. So yeah, he's been in, he's been flying of late. So a big day out there yesterday.
And I think we all should keep in mind, because we forget it pretty quickly, he had a broken neck 12 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we sort of forget, don't we, Brad?
yeah, and it was quite fascinating how he just hit the ground running off that. You know, like, you would think of an injury like that, you wouldn't hold it against a jockey if they come out feeling a bit,
sure,
a bit edgy, a bit scared.
A few demons in their mind.
Hit the ground running and away he went. So.
We've been talking about pie shops all morning. And I reckon Huey, he had a couple of pies while he was...
Well, you're saying you put on weight.
Well, he did put on weight, but
he's
has
looking
to...
fat.
What do you think he's going to ride at come the weekend, Brad?
I had a look at what his minimum weight is, but I see a few of his rides are up near that 58 and something. So, yeah, his first day back, five rides, I think, at Randwick on Saturday, May 1. So I was saying yesterday, you know, it's great that he took that time out because... Yeah. You know, it's an industry where it's pretty tough on the jockeys and trainers. They just work, and it's not easy to put your hand up and say, hey, I need a break, because, you know, you do that. As jockeys say, you know, it's easy to say do that, but if you do it, you know, you miss out and you get forgotten quite quickly and, you know, all of a sudden you're replaced with someone else and you come back and you don't have the same opportunities. But someone like you, of course, he's established and one of the best in the country, but... He just put his hand up, said, I need a break from all the pressure and the strain of Winks. And it's good to see that, you know, in a day and age where mental health is finally being treated more seriously like it should be. And, you know, and it's good that, not saying, you know, that it's a mental health issue or anything like that, but it's just good to see jockeys put their hand up and say, hey, you know, I just need a couple of months out to refresh and start again.
Yeah, and he'll come back bigger and better. What about yesterday, your tip? Was it your tip, Mandela?
Yeah. Oh,
was that Adam Pengillies?
Adams.
Yeah, Adams, was it?
Yeah, might have been. Yeah, I had him on top. I didn't tip him on the BSB, but he has a pretty tough watch. I had something small on him yesterday, and there would have been a lot of punters licking their wounds. He was home for all money and then decided to run off the track the last 50 metres. So he looks a very promising horse, but didn't enjoy things there when maybe it was the whip or maybe he spotted something, but either way, it was very tough for punters to watch.
He was going to win for all money, and then all of a sudden, just took a sharp left turn.
He must have thought our punters club loss was on.
Went out about 7-8 wide and still almost won the race. So yeah, it was one of those things.
He can gallop though. That's the good thing. What about impressive debutant winner Covert Operations? You've got a little bit of a rap on this horse, haven't you?
Yeah, we spoke about this horse last week on the show. He was very good on the Kensington track last week. But Jason Coyle suggesting there yesterday, I know a few punters would be keeping an eye on him, that he's actually being vetted for Hong Kong. So the vet hasn't sort of happened just yet. But if he passes that, I'd expect he'd go to Hong Kong. So he might be one we don't see anymore. But I'm sure some punters will follow him as he heads towards that. But a lot of them don't pass the vet test, so it's no certainty to happen just yet.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with them either if they don't pass the vet test.
No, exactly. But, it's so stringent and yeah, there's a thousand things on those vet tests.
Yeah, and I think we've had some pretty famous horses who haven't passed the vet test, maybe for Hong Kong, who've gone on to do really special things and be Group 1 winners here. Don't come to mind at the moment, but we've had a few, Brad.
Exactly.
Thanks for that.
No worries. We'll be back tomorrow and some tips for Randwick.
Yeah, you go away and start studying, right? Light that candle. Get the ambience going, the vibe going.